Hi, Morgan. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Just wanted to kind of just get your feelings first of all, just on how the camp is going for you this week and what it's been like, your experience so far there in Kamloops.
This is actually my first Hockey Canada experience, so it was a little new for me in the first day or so. It's kind of just trying to get the jitters out and trying to get comfortable. But now that we've been on the ice and been off the ice, been around the guys for a little while, I've definitely settled in and I'm having fun and just got to keep working.
What are the big things? You say it takes a little bit of time to get those jitters out, especially since this is the first time that you've participated with Hockey Canada. But once you get past that, what are really the things so far that you're really kind of soaking in from this experience and the things that you're learning?
I think the intelligence that they have here, like with the staff, like what we've learned is definitely different. And I think, there's a whole new intensity when it comes to representing your country. So, it's been nice to kind of have that first taste. We played a split squad game against the U.S. yesterday, and that was, obviously special for me. It was my first game with Canada, and, it's high intensity, and everyone's really passionate about being here. So, it's fun to be around.
What's it like for you getting to put that sweater on and represent Canada in an event like this?
It's a dream come true. It's one step closer to the ultimate goal, but even just to put that sweater on for a practice is super special, and you can't take it for granted at all.
What's it like for you? As you say, it's the first time that you've attended this event, so it's gearing up for World Juniors, which is really just a few months away. What are your goals this week for what it is that you want to show Hockey Canada that you could bring to a World Junior roster, as management and coaches and staff start to really prepare for that tournament down the road?
Yeah, I think you want to make an impression as a professional on and off the ice. And, for me personally, I want to show that, I can be a versatile player in the lineup, whether it's, in an offensive role where, I'm usually comfortable, but also being able to play in, a defensive role, anywhere positionally in the lineup, like just trying to show that you can be versatile and, you're willing to do whatever it takes to play on Team Canada.
Absolutely. There's got a couple more games still coming up this week. I know you guys play Finland tonight, and then of course a big game against the U.S. Coming up as well. What do you think are the biggest things to focus on in those games, as far as tough opponents, no matter who you're facing?
Yeah, I think the one thing that they've stressed with here is playing fast. So I think just keeping my feet moving and playing hard, being hard to play against, and just putting it all on the line pretty much no matter who you're playing or who you're playing with. And like I said, just do whatever it takes.
It's got to be fun as well, getting to have this experience with the event taking place in Canada. So I imagine that the fans are pretty supportive.
Yeah, it's really special even for a summer showcase like that, like this. It's pretty special to see the fan input and all the fans in the stands cheering and supporting us. So it's definitely special to be here.
As far as building that camaraderie with your teammates, are a lot of the guys that you're playing with guys that you have played with before or have familiarity with, or are a lot of them guys that you're just meeting for the first time?
I think there's a few guys that I'm meeting for the first time. Guys that have played in my league, I've played with them at various events and I know them pretty well, so that's not too new. But even playing on a line with them is sometimes new, and it's just about getting comfortable with guys that, like you said, that you never really met, whether it's from a different league or whatever, different teams. So you just got to get comfortable, and I think we have a really great group of guys here that are pretty close so far.
Just coming a few weeks off of Flyers development camp, do you feel that having development camp just a few weeks before this event, does that help prepare you and kind of get you mentally in the mindset to go forward and really put your best out there in this event this week?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's never easy to just hop into, such an intense and important event like this in the middle of the summer. So, having development camp before this where, it's equally as important, and it really helped me prepare for this. So, the skates every day and, being off the ice, just getting back kind of in the, full hockey mode, full hockey groove was good, and it definitely prepared me for this.
In general, just as a final question for you, it's related to the Flyers and being one of their prospects. You know, you're just a year off of being drafted by the organization, and some of the reports that are coming out this summer have you consistently slated as one of the Flyers' top prospects for the very near future. What does that feel like for you, knowing that people are obviously noticing your skill set on the ice, and how do you take that and deal with it and handle that pressure?
Yeah, it feels good. I think, you know, that kind of thing isn't too important. I think, you know, you try not to focus on it, but it's definitely nice to be recognized. And, you know, Philly has so many great prospects. So I think, you know, they have a bright future ahead, and hopefully I can be a part of that.